Hi, everyone. So I'll be facilitating today. My name is Richard, Council Co-Chair and Community Engagement Co-Chair. Why don't we just go around and say hello, who we are. Hi, we'll start with Irma.
Hi, I'm Irma, Council Co-Chair.
Kira.
Kira, Council Staff.
Hi, Kira. Kat.
Kat, Council Staff.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi, I'm Elaine, Membership Co-Chair.
Elaine, poolside somewhere. Welcome.
And I'm not a poolside.
I know.
I wish. But anyways.
Who am I missing? Chuck.
Yeah. Chuck Adams, co-chair of Council Affairs.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck. Your name tag says Richard H. No big deal.
I'm on my partner, the boyfriend's computer.
I love it. Okay. So if we could throw up today's agenda for review and approval. And Kira, just to bring Elaine up to speed, you mentioned a couple of things earlier. You're on mute.
Sorry, what was that?
You mentioned a couple of things on the agenda earlier, just to bring Elaine up to speed.
Oh, yeah. So we'll just be going, since Mark isn't here, I'll be going over the bylaws and PMP review agenda item, and I'll just be doing whatever is in my wheelhouse, which is a lot of membership items. So it should be pretty straightforward.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kira. Okay, so I think we can approve today's agenda. If we can look at the minutes for last month, January's meeting. Welcome, Thomas.
Thank you. Do we have quorum?
Yes.
Do we have sauce? Last month's meetings.
Is it just me that the screen looks
really... Yeah, the screen is cut in half.
Right. I don't know why.
And Kira's on mute.
You're on a phone.
Sorry. It keeps showing me that the screen is a little funky. Give me one second. I might have to log out and log back in.
I have them pulled up. I can share them if you would like.
I will be right back.
It's showing the same.
No, I got the full page.
I have full page.
Okay.
Thanks, Kat.
Of course.
Irma, you can see everything?
Sorry, it was me. Yeah, I fixed it. Thank you.
Okay, anyone have anything they'd like to mention or amend from last month's meetings? Okay, approved. Thanks, everyone. Are there any announcements? No announcements. Okay, public comment. I don't see any. So we can work right to committee and work groups. I can start us off. I'm a co-chair of the community engagement group with Franco, and I took notes last month. So HCAP, Stephen just ran a couple of things by us. Residential substance use services. He talked about a service provider, raised an issue, possibly jeopardizing someone's housing stability. Stephen mentioned there was a delay in responding. HCAP is waiting to hear back in order to proceed. That's what he left that one as. There was also someone needed to be refunded for oral surgery. May is the closest appointment. Well, I took terrible notes here. Trying to find sooner appointments. I think someone was denied oral surgery, and Stephen and them came in for Advocate, and the closest appointment that was in May. They're trying to get them something sooner as the client is experiencing pain and infections. And then I just closed that. It was a short report. As Stephen told us that he closed many of his other cases by year's end, by the prior year's end. He's always very diligent. This was a real short one. We did a COLA update, youth, HIV. I think Kira reported that outreach is still hopeful with outreach, and they were going to go on a new approach with our new flyers and sending out to different organizations as per there was some suggestions from council members, maybe different avenues, places, and there was going to be a flyer process. We did needs assessment, 65 plus with HIV, that's the age and the demographic. We went back through other, Kira and Kat were extensive. They went back through other assessments, long-term survivors, Black African-American community, Latin, AX, Latina community. They went back to, I think, through 2023 COLAs. Some of the issues brought up were long-term medical care and benefits. Black African-American needs assessment in 2024 mentioned primary care, primary medical care, housing, long-term effects on meds. And then there was a lot of other things. They talked about 2023 need assessment for the Latino, Latino, Latinx group, 2022 needs assessment for trans. And so then we ended by going over the needs assessment survey tools and questions, suggestions and conversations we had. So that looks like it's going forward from there. Sorry if that sounded disjointed, but that's where we stand on community engagement. Yes, Elaine.
Oh, I would just, has everything gone good with the client that had the oral surgery denied?
Well, they had left it. Mark's report, Stephen's report ended it that they're trying to find something closer. There was no, and the service provider was actually being slow on response as of our last meeting. So he was still waiting to hear. They had something slated for May, but nothing.
If he needs, if you guys need any help in trying to solve that situation, my brother Wade had that similar situation going on here in Marin County. So if he needs any kind of strong advice or whatever he can do, I'll be happy to share some of my experience and how we solved that real quickly.
Thank you, Elaine. If no one reaches him or touches him, we can talk about that at the full council meeting Monday.
Okay.
We'll all be there.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Elaine.
Okay.
Sorry, Richard, you mean just touching base with each other? Right.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying with regards to the Monday meeting and talking about this.
I can run it by Stephen. Hey, Elaine would like to speak to you about something, and you know we can get it done.
Yeah. Gotcha. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I was just nervous you were going to stand up in full council, being like, "And somebody who's having oral surgery might be." And I'm like,
Plus, at your next community meeting, I could actually join into that, and we can have that as a subject, too. I'll be happy to share.
I'm just always nervous someone sitting there going, oh, I want, like, you know, it's like, they're talking about me.
No.
I'm a loose cannon sometimes, Thomas, but I can facilitate better than that. All right, you guys see the heart. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to move on now from community engagement to council affairs.
Yeah, that's me. First thing we did is had co-chair elections, and myself and Helen Lynn were elected co-chairs. And then after that, well, that's why Thomas is here. The EHE is going to give Chep is going to give an update on the EHE. And that's all we did during our meeting.
Thank you, Chuck. Anything for Chuck?
Are we not mentioning the haircut?
No, we're not. Right.
Hello there, mister.
Yeah, finally had to get one.
Looks very sharp. You look.
I've tried like five different people, so maybe this one will stick.
To find a good barber?
Yes.
Interesting.
Thomas, you're going to get 100% for class participation today. I really like your vim and vigor. So thank you. Membership committee.
All right, membership. It's Elaine here. Now I'm going to need some help with Kat because unfortunately it was the day that we had interviews and we were going to meet in person, but due for that heavy storm, we did a Zoom meeting, but unfortunately we had a power outage at my area. So I was out for about an hour and a half. So if anybody else can brief me on the interviews and how we did, that'd be great. Kat, Thomas.
I can go over that.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. So we did go take care of some, I think it was just one interview, I believe. Yeah. So we just interviewed one person via Zoom. And it was somebody who would fill an appointed seat. I believe it's seat D, correct, Kat?
I believe yeah. so.
Yeah.
So that's why it was also, everyone decided, you know what, let's just move it to Zoom because it was an appointed seat. So that interview went well, and the full council will also be voting on that because everyone at membership decided to move forward with the applicant. And then we also did review an exit interview from Matt Geltmaker, whose last meeting will be this full council. So we reviewed his exit interview, and then we had our normal stuff of demographic information update from myself. And then we also did talk about the policy and procedures term limits. So we reviewed that at with membership. And so we just kind of discussed that a little bit, and then that took us to the end of the meeting.
Thanks, guys. And I'm so sad to have Matt leave. I know he's retiring. Maybe we should get him a cake.
We are looking into that.
And I was like,
oh, yeah, very good. Cool.
Mark is supposed to bring it. So that's what we discussed. Mark committed to.
I think he said he was going to bake one.
Oh, really?
I'm like, no. I didn't sign up for that. I want a Safeway store-bought cake. I can...
Sounds good. But, you know, it's a sweet parting, but, you know, we should give him a little something of thank you for his services.
Yeah, he's one of the longest standing members.
Yeah. Right? So. Yep.
All right, everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Elaine. Thank you, Kira. Meeting evaluation.
Yeah, and I can take that and then the next couple of items on there. So I'll go ahead and share my screen for that. All right, can everyone see this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. So we did have 18 council members present at January's full council meeting, but we only did get 9 surveys back. So it was a low turnout, but I'll be there at this month's full council meeting to remind everyone to turn those in. So I'll go ahead and get started. The information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting. Everyone agreed. The meeting was run efficiently by Zachary Davenport, and everyone agreed. And we did have one comment for Zachary. Great job, Zachary. The agenda was well planned, everyone agreed, no comments there. The Center of Excellence service model presentation by Bill Bloom was effective and engaging to the HCPC, everyone agreed, and there were a couple of comments there. Excellent, always excellent and concise information, and excellent as always. The epidemics update by Andy Scheer was informative and relevant to the HCPC. Everyone agreed. There were a couple of comments here as well. Well done, great and useful data, very helpful. Good, a little loud in volume though. My needs as a council member are being met during this time. Everyone agreed, and there were no comments there. As for what worked well for people of this meeting or what could have been improved, folks said presentations and pacing of the meeting was smooth. Nice change up with the plant-based dogs. All went smoothly. Meeting was perfectly prepared. For any suggestions people have for future presentations or training topics, somebody wrote AETC presentation on HIV and aging. And this meeting did receive a 9.9 overall rating, so just shy of 10.
I think that's the highest rating ever, right?
Yeah. I was going to say the highest of this year, but it just got started.
Wow. Too bad Zachary's not here to glow.
I know. All right. And then I think the next thing is the full council agenda, correct? All right. So let me share that really quickly. All right. So Mark has a couple of things here. Our regular stuff, review and approve the agenda, and then the draft minutes. We have membership updates. So like I mentioned, from membership, everyone will be voting on a motion for membership. And then we'll move on to an immigration discussion, which Franco will lead. And that is about 30 minutes, I believe. And then after the break, we'll have the eligibility criteria and FPL update, which Mark and somebody from HHS will lead that one. And then afterwards, we'll end the epidemics update from Thomas. How does it sound for everyone?
I'm wondering if part of the reason that the presentation, the evaluations are so low, that there's just nothing to be critical about. So maybe I should screw it up just to give people something to respond to, right?
I mean, could be. It was also, no, it was a high attendance. That was, yeah, no.
I mean, I get it. It's like, you know what? These meetings have been coming in 3 years. They go fine. Like, putting one more fine on the pile is just not worth filling the form out for. So maybe that's, but anyways, yeah, cool.
But I also think that we should just remind people that if they don't do it personally, the eval that needs to be done, that they have the option to do it in electronic version. Because I don't think it's a matter of people not being critical. It's just about not responsive, which is different to me.
Yeah, I think I'll make an announcement, because we were doing pretty well in terms of getting those surveys back. So maybe this just a one time people forgot.
At same time, though, there was literally nothing critical on any of them, right? Like, people wasn't like, so. Oh, well, it's totally, it's good. And I'll try to help remember, I guess all of us here try to help remember putting out there maybe a couple times the value of the evaluations on Monday.
But also, October was a very critical one.
Exactly. And how many people did we get back on that one?
Exactly. October was so critical. And then November was a little mellow. And I'll take mellow for January and hopefully for March.
All right. So hearing nothing about this agenda, we'll go ahead and have Kat send that out. And then I can move on to the P&P review, if everyone's okay with that. All right. So I'll go ahead and share my screen once again for this. And I won't be able to see folks. So please speak up if you have anything you'd like to say. All right. So I'll go ahead and start with meeting attendance. So after every numbered item, I'll just go ahead and take a brief pause to see if anybody has any updates they want to make. Besides that, this one is a little bit lengthy. Not too much. So I'll just go ahead and read through this. All right. Number one.
Kira, the minimum before you proceed, yeah. Didn't we review this one?
No.
We haven't. Okay. No. Okay.
Right. Mark just showed us a brief glimpse of a couple of the categories when we were at the co-chairs. That's where we've seen it recently.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. The minimum attendance required is 4 meetings in a 3 consecutive month period, including council and home committee meetings. If there are fewer than 3 council meetings or home committee meetings scheduled in a 3 consecutive month period, the minimum expectation for attendance will be reduced by the number of council meetings or home committee meetings canceled. Council members are responsible for informing council support when they are unable to attend their designated home committee or the full council meeting. Prior to receiving their mayoral letter of approval, new members are strongly advised to adhere to the same attendance requirements as current council members.
Kira, can I ask, what does that say?
So essentially it's saying, it's outlining the minimum number of meetings that you would have to attend and kind of outlining how we look at attendance. So that way you are in line with our attendance policy.
So is it you must attend 3 of the 4 meetings? I don't quite understand what the rule is.
So it's, we look at it on a quarterly, I guess you could say quarterly basis. So let's say we were in April. We're looking at January, February, and March. And so for January, February, and March, we're looking at if you attended 4 of those meetings. And if somebody attended less, whether that was an excused absence or just absence that wasn't excused.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
So there's 3 months.
It looks to me like there's 3 months. That would be 12 meetings, 3 council meetings, and 1 of your group, like
a home committee
subgroup. So that would be 12. What? You got to make a minimum of 4 in that span?
Yes.
That seems like a very low.
I know. I'm like, right? How did I ever get in trouble if that's the case?
That's very low threshold.
Well, take into account also, and I think it outlines it later, you only, within those 3 months, you only get 1 excused absence. So any absence after that excused absence is just an absence.
Oh. But still, you're not on the negative, technically.
If you were to have,
so we have 12 meetings, but out of those 12 meetings, we only need to make 4 meetings. So technically, we only need to, like in my case, for example, I can only do steering and then I will never get in trouble, right?
Well, no, because then we would move, let's say we move another month ahead. Let's move to April. We're still looking at February. And let's say you missed a meeting. You got an excused meeting in February. You still are not able to take another excused absence.
Until April.
Mm-hmm. Or until after April.
So
because then we would no longer be looking at February. Does that make sense? And it's a little confusing.
Yeah. Sorry, the excused absence things. Throwing me just because I didn't quite get the original. So 12 meetings in 3 months time. So that's 2 meetings. If I'm a normal member, right? I have my home committee and I have full council. So that would be over 6 yeah. months, 3 months. That would be what? 8? 3, 6. Is that right?
Oh, you're right. So we're talking about regular members.
Yes,
not,
yes. Sorry,
not 12, leadership. 6. Got it. So it's not 12 meetings. That's where I was confused.
So it's 12 meetings maybe for meetings. Richard. Yeah.
It's actually
yeah.
6 meetings. And out of the 6 meetings,
you miss 4.
We need to make 4.
Mm-hmm.
That makes more sense. Okay.
That does make more sense. Okay, so that's so somebody who's a co-chair of a committee, that bumps them up to 1 more meeting a month, right? Steering.
No, because steering doesn't count towards attendance.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How come?
Because it's not, it's only the co-chairs of each meeting that appear here.
Oh, okay, okay.
So for yeah, co-chair,
it's different.
Yeah.
The requirements are different. And do we have them outlined differently?
I don't believe we do. Not in this file.
So even for people who are co-chairs, they only have to make... So co-chairs meeting and is not required either, then, or not part of the formula.
Yeah, co-chairs isn't part of the formula.
Oh, so it's the same for everybody, whether you're co-chair, chair of a committee or...
So a co-chair, I think we, in the past, we have had leniency with membership when it comes to steering. So there's some leniency when it comes to steering, I believe. But I think that's when we're looking at electing new co-chairs. That's part of what Mark kind of explains is the steering, or what he highlights is the attendance for the steering committee.
You okay, Irma?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm good too. So I think thank you for walking. It's always been a little bit of a mystery, obviously, for us.
But we lost Elaine.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, cool.
I do have a question though. Is there another section for like because for here, Marin, we do have like the section for meeting attendance, and then they have we have a section for co-chair responsibilities and attendance. Do we have something like that in the bylaws as well?
I think we should have. I can look at them really quickly.
Because that would probably explain some questions right now about co-chair responsibility of attendance.
Oh, yeah, here you go. Council co-chair job description.
Yeah.
So it should be there. And then I guess if it's not, whenever we get to it.
Yeah, at a later time or something, yeah. But yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on to number two then. A council member will receive a letter of warning if they have not met minimum attendance requirements during the last 3 months. A letter of warning does not change a council member's voting or membership privileges. That one's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
All right, number three. A council member will be automatically placed on probation if they have not met minimum attendance requirements during the last 4 months, and they will be notified of this in writing. Probation means that the council member's voting privileges are suspended. The member does not count toward quorum at either council or home committee meetings, and the member on probation is still entitled to sit at the table and join in discussion. Any questions about that one?
Nope.
Okay. A council member may be placed on probation by the membership committee if the member has not attended orientation within 60 days of appointment or made arrangements with council support, or does not respond to written requests for information within a 1 month period made by council support or the membership committee. No questions?
Sorry, let me just, council member may be placed in probation, has not attended orientation within 60 days, does not respond to written requests and information within 1 month. Sorry, I didn't understand the second bullet. Does not respond to written requests for information within 1 month period made by the council support. So if somebody, is that in relationship to information requests?
Just our emails. If we don't hear from them and we've been trying to reach them and we haven't heard from them within a month, then they can be placed on, that makes them eligible for probation.
And the information could be anything, is what I'm.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds
good. So typically, yeah, that's why I said an email. So typically, that's what it looks like. We'll reach out to them, be like, "Hi, we haven't heard from you. We just want to know if everything's okay. If you need to take a leave of absence." And if they don't respond, then that's what we'll discuss.
Makes sense. It's reasonable. I think what's missing is just information pertaining to what you just said, pertaining to their lack of response or something along those lines, but no need to change anything.
Or absent.
Yeah.
Did not respond to written requests for information. I'm wondering if this makes it too specific.
Well, regarding absences or other information, or if you want to just keep that door open for something.
Or other information. Does not respond to written requests for...
Information regarding absences. We might just ask Mark, has this been utilized in the past with the open-endedness of it, if that makes sense? Mm-hmm.
I think what would make sense also is like information, if we get emails from council staff carrying them, those 701 forms or conflict of interest, whenever those come around, if you're not responding within a month, it might fall under those purviews also. I don't know. Or is this strictly absences?
That's kind of what I was asking. So I wasn't quite
sure.
No,
this isn't strictly absences. Yeah. That's what I was like. I don't know if I want to make it too specific.
Okay. Getting to the...
Is that fine with everyone?
I'm okay with it. I just was thinking of the outside reader.
Great. Moving on to number 5 then. A member is taken off of probation when the issue resulting in probation is resolved. For example, when minimum attendance requirements have been met during the last 3 months, or when orientation or communication requirements have been resolved.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Very straightforward.
All right. A member who is absent from council and home committee meetings for 2 consecutive months without communication with council staff will be assumed to have resigned.
So that's basically not coming to home committee, full council 2 months in a row without without putting in any requests for
a leave of absence or letting us know.
Great.
All right. Number 7, a council member will be automatically dismissed from the council after their 3rd month of probation within a 12-month period.
Oh, so if you hit probation 3 times in a year, you can be released?
Yes.
I didn't know that existed.
All right. Number 8, excused absence. Council members shall be entitled to 1 absence that is excused per quarter for illness or previously scheduled vacation. Excused absences shall be determined by policies established by the council. In consideration of the need for representation of persons with HIV, those individuals shall be exempt from termination for absences due to HIV-related illness, but not exempt from the requirement to communicate. Any absence which is indicated to council support as due to HIV-related illness will be excused, and minimum expectation for attendance will be reduced by that number. Leaves of absence are considered to be excused absences. Council members missing a meeting while attending business related to the council or due to advocacy on behalf of the council are considered to be excused absences.
Do we have a place where it says how many leaves of absence you can have during a year?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to stop here really quickly before I scroll down. Anything about what I just read, though, about those first 4 bullet points?
I am getting a little confused between an excused absence and a leave of absence, right? We're using both those terminologies?
Yes.
So an excused absence is like vacation or just...
Yeah, so an excused absence is for any reason. So it'd be if you're sick or if you're on vacation or for whatever reason you can't make this one meeting, then you just, that's an excused absence. A leave of absence is a 2-month consecutive absence, and that's what's called leave of absence. And then we have, that is a different document. But that's its own thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
And is there, how do you put in for an excused absence? Is it just an email?
Yeah. So it's usually just, yeah.
Okay. I've never done it before. I've been really lazy about it. And I'm like, just wait until I get that threatening email, like, you've missed too many meetings.
I think under number one, it says council members are responsible for informing council support when they are unable to attend their designated home committee or full council meeting. So yeah, that would look anything like a phone call or an email.
Great, thank you.
All right, moving further down, still under excused absence. All PLWH absent from full council meetings or subcommittee meetings due to HIV-related illness are excused, and the absence will not be counted against their attendance requirements. Council members should make a good faith effort to contact council staff, committee co-chairs, or council co-chairs prior to their absence.
Sorry, what was the acronym?
PLWH?
Yeah.
Like, what does it mean? Oh, what does it stand for?
Person living with HIV?
Yes.
Is that what? Okay.
All right. Is this one okay with folks?
Yes. Sorry. Okay. I know you can't see our faces. You know, verbal. Sorry.
All right. Number nine, each month, council support staff will report whether council members are meeting the minimum attendance requirements, whether any member should be placed on probation or removed from probation, and provide an attendance and probation report to the membership committee for the prior 3 months.
Yeah, that's good.
Looks good.
All right. Number 10, council members will be informed that they are placed on probation or assumed to have resigned by written correspondence. Decisions regarding either probation or dismissal made either automatically or by committee can be appealed to the membership committee.
So in theory, someone can be dismissed, but if someone appeals it, they could be reinstated.
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe even we've had members step out or leave the council and then they come back. I think that also is something folks look at membership committee is what if the reasons they left were maybe for attendance reasons. That's kind of something that folks look at. And also when the membership committee is doing renewals, attendance is also looked at. All right. So this is okay with folks then?
Yeah.
All right. I'll go ahead and move on to the leave of absence document. All right. So this is leave of absence. It's really short and it's really straightforward. So I'll go ahead and read it. A leave of absence is requested by written notice to the council support staff or membership committee. A leave of absence may not exceed 2 months. Persons not returning within 30 days after the end of the 2-month period will be presumed to have resigned. The number of members required to establish a quorum shall be adjusted to exclude members on authorized leaves of absences. or absence. A maximum of 2 leaves of absence may be granted within a 12-month period of time. Any thoughts on this one?
What's the summary? So basically, you can take 2 months off, and then you take another 2 months off.
Yes. Right? And I don't see it, so I might add it here. A leave of absence.
I do feel like there's been members in the past that have been gone for like 6 months, right? How does that happen?
I don't know that that's true, Thomas. I think sometimes what can happen is folks do sometimes take a medical leave of absence. And so that's a little bit different. It's not necessarily considered a leave of absence. I know I can think of one person who did have some kind of medical emergency where they had to be gone for a prolonged period of time.
Okay, you answered my question. Yeah, I didn't realize there was a difference between a medical leave of absence and a leave of absence. So, got it.
Any other questions about this one?
No, no questions on my own.
So funny. I feel like we should do this in full council. Right? I mean, I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think we all need a little refresh on what the bylaws are again.
All right, moving on to membership renewal. Objectives for the council member renewal process are to 1, decide if a council member seeking renewal, the renewal applicant remains on the council for another term. 2, obtain feedback for the renewal applicant on her or his council experience. And 3, provide the renewal applicant feedback on his or her council participation. How does it sound to folks?
So I noticed, are we removing they or them now?
Well, this was, I believe, the last time that this was reviewed. Yeah, it was in 2016. So this is, so I guess maybe they, them was never included in this.
It's a good catch, Irma.
So what are we doing? What is our stand?
I think we could just change it all to them, right?
Attain feedback from the applicant on
there. Yeah. I think we could make it a gender neutral document. Yeah.
And I know that a lot of federal funding programs, they're definitely moving into the 2 he or she only, but for us, I think it's best to keep it neutral for now.
I like that.
Thank right. you.
So who provides the renewal applicant feedback? The number 3.
That'd be the membership committee as a whole.
Well, the committee as a whole, okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten that, Chuck?
No.
I was going to say, it hasn't happened in the time that I've been here.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing either, so.
All right. Number 2, steps for the council member renewal process are 1, the renewal applicant will submit a completed renewal application, including the completed renewal questions, which are attached, to council staff or to the membership committee at least 1 month prior to the expiration of the council member's term. 2, the membership committee will assess the renewal applicant regarding member good standing standards. For example, not on probation, to be defined by the following criteria per the council member job description qualifications. 1, inclusion / membership in a specified category per legislation, including CDC and HRSA guidelines. 2, ability to communicate opinions freely, honestly, and respectfully. 3, commitment to adhere to rules and regulations of council. 4, ability to operate / function at a level adequate to contribute and participate in council activities. Any feedback on this portion?
No, I think that's fine.
Okay. All right. B, review and clarify the renewal applicant's completed renewal application. C, offer the renewal applicant the opportunity to have a dialogue with and give additional feedback to the membership committee. Additional feedback may also be provided in writing as an attachment to the renewal application. D, the membership committee will discuss and vote on the recommendation to renew the renewal applicant. Any thoughts on this before I move forward?
No, that's good.
Okay. 3, the membership committee's motion for renewal will be brought to the next full council meeting for a discussion and vote. 4, in the event of a non-renewal, the steering committee will review the decision made by the membership committee. Any thoughts on these?
I don't know.
No? Okay. Below here, just the renewal questions that this is usually comes in a doc form that we send, that everyone gets, the council members all get. And this is what council members fill out, as you are all familiar, in order to renew. So I'll go over these. 1, what is your primary reason for seeking renewal on the council? 2, did your service on the council turn out to be what you expected? 3, what committee and work groups did you serve on, and what did you learn / how did you benefit from your committee / work group involvement? 4, what do you think you have contributed to the council and committee work groups? 5, would you be interested in serving in a leadership role on the council? Any feedback for this?
Nope.
All right. And then that's just the signature for folks. All right, so no feedback. I'll go ahead and stop sharing my screen. We got through those a lot quicker than with Mark, I'd like to say.
Oh, my God.
Right. That's all I have for you guys today.
I concur. Go ahead.
Mark has a lot of history. That's we're all like.
Well, you know what, Chuck? I have a lot of heart for this.
I appreciate that. Heart, shall we say. Can we formally have you go through and look for gender pronoun and make it all gender neutral for the whole document? For all of policies and procedures, yeah.
Oh, as a whole?
Yeah. Folks comfortable with that? Does that sound just save us from having inconsistent formatting, if nothing else, and then being...
But I'm more than sure that we'll get to it once.
I was going to say, I wonder if it would be better for me to look back at the ones that we already did to maybe look back and see what if we missed any of those, and then moving forward, just to keep that in mind. Because yeah. I'm pretty sure Mark is going to go through all of it.
Cool. Yeah, I think just doing a word find is easy enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I appreciate the catch, Irma. It's funny how I didn't, I very sensitive to that stuff these days. I didn't even see it, how we're conditioned.
Okay, everyone. Thanks, Kira. I think that might be it. Well done. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. It looks like next meeting for the steering committee will be on March 20th, 3 p.m. We have full council at 4 p.m. this coming Monday. I'll be facilitating. I look forward to seeing you all there.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Have Bye. A safe weekend, everyone. Be well.
Thanks for doing good job.
Bye.
See you, Chuck.
Bye.
Bye, Elaine. Bye, everyone.
Bye.